Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Mike.
And this is 6 Degrees of Schwarzenegger, the podcast where we're taking a long, hard look at some of our favorite action movies from the era of Arnold.
Schwarzenegger is the icon of the genre, and we're taking a deep dive into some of the 80s and 90s cult action movies and breaking them all the way down.
Welcome back to our breakdown of Conan the Barbarian, one of the best movies ever made. This is our episode 4. And
that's right.
Where did we leave off? We left off with...
They had caught Conan trying to sneak into the temple and sentence him to go up on the Tree of Woes.
Skydives off the, the balcony there. And we're going to start with the Tree of Woes.
So, they got Conan. He's strung up. They were on this ancient-looking tree. Crucified, they said it. They called it.
Yeah, I didn't know crucified was like a thing that kind of...
I guess just anytime they nail you up on like a cross, I guess.
Does it have to be wood? Like, can they crucify you on like a steel beam?
I don't know. Is it just on a beam?
Hanging somebody up as crucified?
Yeah, I think in that pose. So he's got these vultures are circling around. You know, he's out in the middle of the desert.
I mean, it's such a cliche to like see vultures circling, it's like in this movie, it really works.
So he's got this vulture like lands on him and is pecking at him, right? Mm-hmm. And he just like in true Conan fashion, he just grabs the thing by the throat with his mouth and like kills it, rips his throat out.
Yeah. Now, again, it's all about like first for Conan, right? Like, who would have thought? Like, he's all about surviving,
right? It's like survival of the fittest, this whole movie,
all
right?
About surviving. So it's like, he starts getting pecked. Like, I'm not saying I would have shooed it away or anything like that.
Well, he couldn't move his arms.
Yeah, but who would have thought to, like, actually bite its neck and just, like, rip its neck out?
Conan, that's who.
But so, I guess a true story is that that was a real vulture.
Or a real dead vulture.
Oh, yeah. So a real vulture, but it was already dead.
It's like flesh and blood vulture.
Yeah. But, so I think they had to keep like either mouthwash or some kind of like alcohol on set.
Oh, of course.
So when he bit into the thing.
There's not a whole lot of things that could be nastier than a vulture because it's just dead animals all the time itself.
Like, again, this is how we go back to saying that this is early in Arnold's career because no way he's biting into a real vulture.
I mean, imagine a mouthful of that dead vulture feathers.
Yeah, that's pretty gross, actually. How do they talk an actor into that?
Well, I'll tell you what else is kind of weird about it is, like, on the commentary where Arnold is, he says it where, like, oh, we had a real vulture that died mysteriously. Yeah, right. They killed that vulture, right? Yeah. Died mysteriously.
What is it? PETA would not be happy.
We came back and his neck was broken.
Yeah.
There was definitely.
We don't know what happened.
I mean, I think the way he said it, they definitely killed that vulture.
Oh, well, you think so, really?
I think so. The way he said it, he's like, it died mysteriously.
Or that could be Arnold just kind of messing with her. Maybe, it could be one of them.
Maybe. You never know. I don't know. How long do you think he spent up on the tree?
So, interesting question because. He is, after he kills the vulture, they do like a small montage of like the day and the night.
Yeah.
And he's looking off into the horizon and he thinks he sees something like running towards him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's so delirious that he kind of passes out, right?
He starts like laughing. I think he recognizes it as Subutai.
You think he recognized him?
Yeah, because he looked, to me, he seemed happy. To me, that's why he was laughing, is he's like, oh, my friend is here to save me. And then he like sort of passes out.
Because I thought the way they kind of play it is that maybe he thinks it's a mirage. Like, maybe he's like so delirious that, oh, he's just dreaming that he sees Subutai coming towards him.
He really was there, though, right?
Yeah, he really was there.
Fucking jogging ass Subutai. Why did he not have a horse? He could have been here 2 days earlier if he had a horse.
I mean, he is a thief, right? You think he'd have stole one on the way, right? Like, I'm sure he ran up on somebody.
The actor, though, he looks like a guy who could just run for days, doesn't he? Like
Jerry Lopez.
He's very just like wiry and small. Mm-hmm. But why did he not have a horse? That's all I could think.
That's a good question.
I know. I'm not walking across the desert. without almost.
I mean, if you're going to go save Conan, Camel? You're going to go save Conan. You would.
I mean, I guess so. He is his best friend, I guess.
Yeah. And what was the movie?
Conan saved his life earlier, right? He got him away from the witch.
Not like he's about to save Conan, though. Yeah. But he did. You're right. He saved.
He owes him his life.
Yeah, he does. It's a It kind of reminds me of Lord of the Rings, the second Lord of the Rings, where they're chasing after the orcs.
When the kidnapped hobbits.
Yeah, like they could have gotten a horse, right, at some point, but they chose to just track
ran
them.
And ran, yeah.
Track them on the ground, and
that's a good call.
And they ran them down.
For Lord of the Rings, they should have got horses.
Yeah. So I don't, maybe that's, because they don't actually show Subutai tracking him, stopping and, I see a footprint or I smell a rock or something like that. They don't show that, but you've got to assume that Subutai is good at doing stuff like that.
He must have heard a rumor that they were putting Conan on the Tree of Woe, because otherwise that'd be pretty hard to find him.
Yeah, so, like, what happened to... Conan left them, right? Like, so Subutai's actually been chasing him ever since
He left Subutai and Valeria and snuck out in the night.
So he
because he wanted that revenge against Tulsa Doom and them.
Do you think they filmed a scene where Subutai was... He went to the aftermath of what happened at the temple?
Or, like, word gets out, once that temple ceremony had broken up, word gets back that, this guy tried to break in and they put him on the Tree of Woe.
Yeah, just as a narrative story, it looks better to show him just kind of showing up out of the blue, because there's, like... Well, it's kind of like hope.
It's the act of God, right? It's like the Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah. Like, if you show him... tracking him down, then you have to assume that he's going to find him. Mm-hmm. But if you don't show him tracking it down at all,
it's
then
like a miracle.
Then it's like a miracle, yeah.
Yeah. This dude, like, and as you say, like, this movie's kind of got like a Jesus allegory thing going. So it is like Conan is dead, right?
Yeah.
They take him, they got Valeria and Subutai have him back with the wizard.
He's very close to death.
Seems like he's dead, or like Princess Bride, where like he's only mostly dead, something like that.
Yeah.
Because he does say like basically the wizard can do a spell and bring him back.
Yeah,
I feel like they almost threaten him. Like he doesn't necessarily want to do it, and she's like, "Well, we're gonna kill you if you don't try."
Valeria is like, she pulls out a knife. He's like, "Look, if he dies, you die." Like she ain't messing around. Which I think it's a little weird that Subutai and Valeria care so much about Conan so quickly, because they've only really had that one adventure with him, right?
Yeah.
Like, they only, especially Valeria.
Subutai, I kind of get it. They traveled together for a while.
Yeah. But Valeria, like, I think for Valeria, this is the first time she's ever, I think we said this before, but this is the first time she's ever met somebody that kind of matches her.
I'm telling you, dude. Conan must have delivered that good D, because she is like, she is ready to die.
Yeah, she's ready to die for
and
this guy.
She's known him like literally a week, maybe.
Yeah, not long at all. Literally had that.
They had the heist and then they partied for a while and then he took off.
Yeah. And he abandoned her.
He really did.
She still
he gave her that big jewel, though.
He did. But this is the first time she's ever found love, in this crazy world that they live in. Or somebody that kind of matches her strength.
Sometimes,
and her
honor. Hey man, you meet that right woman or that right man, I guess.
Yeah.
But they put like the wizard draws all these markings all over him, like runes or something like that. That's like supposed to keep death away or something like that. But he does warn them that like they're going to try to come in the night and take him. Like if we can protect him for the night, then he should be okay, right?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that they not only like kind of. Like spiritually have to keep the death away, but they also physically have to keep death away. Like
that was a weird moment.
Yeah, like it was really cool animation.
It was hand drawn.
Yeah, looking. I'm not sure who did that, but the fact that they physically had to swipe it. It's like they were like swiping at like bats or something like that. Like,
it was. I imagine like how funny it must have looked on the set without the things there, because they were just like jumping on Conan and swinging wildly. She had her knife out and was just waving her knife around.
Yeah, they're actors. They're used to it.
I remember that part. It was kind of scary to me as a child watching.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So the next day, Conan sort of starts to wake up, and that's when Valeria is telling him like how much she loves him and she's devoted to him, and that,
man, she foreshadows hard in this
scene. She does. She's like, even if I were to die and you were to go into battle, I'd come back from the dead to help you.
The only way she could be more specific is she's like, if you're ever in trouble in a grouping of rocks, I will come back.
Tulsa Doom is chasing you, I will
save you. If that just so happens to happen.
Yeah. But even in the moment though, she's a pretty good actress.
Yeah.
Like she sells it.
I think that they did a really good job of getting a bunch of no-name actors, and not only no-name, like, these aren't, like, traditional, like, actors. Like, they didn't grow up and go through theater and go through acting school and stuff like that. Like, Arnold was a weightlifter. Lopez was a surfer. I think this chick,
she was a dancer?
I think she was a dancer. Like, he got, like, a bunch of people that weren't traditional actors.
And surrounded them with some good actors, though. Yeah. Like, the, even, like, Sven Ole Thorsen, not an actor.
Yeah, weightlifter.
The big dude,
Ben Davison.
Okay, yeah, former football player,
yeah.
So they had, like, James Earl Jones and Max von Sydow, and, like, only two, Mako, like, was a theater guy.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, Mako.
But you're right, they surrounded him with a bunch of non-traditional actors.
Yeah, and he did a great, great job with bringing in this cast of Garrett
together. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So now, like, you got Conan sort of getting his strength back, right? He's got his sword, he's doing, like, a sword routine or whatever. He's getting that swagger back on, right?
Yeah.
And this is where, I guess they still had that mission they got from the king to, they need to save the princess.
Yeah, would you have still done the mission? You're like, screw this. Like,
I mean, they thought that they were doing it for riches, I guess. But that's when they, like, so they're sort of making a plan. Like, we're going to assault the Mount Thulsa's Doom, Thulsa Doom's Mountain of Power. Mm-hmm. It sounds like some He-Man stuff, doesn't it?
So you think they were doing it initially for riches, right? They were gonna get the princess,
strictly and, like, mercenary
get money. But now, after everything, Conan
wanted
through,
his revenge all along
because of his parents, right? But now everybody's on board.
You know what? I feel like because Valeria and Subutai are arguing, like, let's get the girl out first and save Thulsa Doom for later. Because if we try to do it all in one time, basically it's a suicide mission.
Yeah, and I remember Subutai saying, like, we're all on the same page, right?
And then Conan's just not saying anything. Yeah, but it's like, clearly no.
He's just like sharpening his knife. He's like, oh yeah, sure.
Conan is like, he's definitely a loose cannon, I feel like, at this point. Like, they're like, oh shit, well, okay then. He's like on some Leroy Jenkins. He's like, you guys do what you want to do.
You gotta add Leroy Jenkins to that part, right?
Leroy Jenkins.
But so they're like, you know what, we're gonna ride with you, Conan. And they go to the temple, they sneak in through the back door, which was left unguarded.
Exactly.
For no,
like,
reason.
Like, how do you not leave that giant hole in a cave? Like, not put one guard there, or on the outside.
They're like camouflaging up, they're like putting this body paint on and everything like that. But yeah, it's like, it is very old James Bondy. Like, why would you leave any door unguarded?
Yeah, it's
because otherwise, how are they going to get in?
Yeah, cos movie.
But so they sneak in through the back door, and it's like, inside this place is like a scene out of Temple of Doom or something. It's like crazy.
You mean, so now you're talking about the initial part they sneak in, or
where they get in and saw, like, red, and they're like butchering up people and cooking them into soup.
Yeah, like, you almost don't even notice it. Like, you almost have to watch that scene twice, because you might not, you're kind of fixated on watching Conan and Subutai and Valeria, right, as they sneak around. Mm-hmm. But you really have to, like, look off into the distance, and you'll see, like, a body hanging.
Yeah, it's
and
gross.
You're like, what is that? Did I just see a body hanging? And it's, like, got his head cut off, and they're basically prepping it for.
Yeah, they're,
for,
like, the meat. Taking all the guts out of him, and it's gross.
You don't, like, it's such a subtle thing that he does when he films those scenes. Like, I honestly. And I saw the first time I saw the movie, I was a kid, right? So I didn't.
It was
really,
on TV?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I watched
it. Yeah, I think you see it on a small screen and you don't catch that.
Yeah, stuff. I saw it on HBO or something like that. But you don't really catch it unless you have to watch it, like, almost twice, like, to see, like, all the stuff in the background that they're hinting towards, like, that's real danger. That's
this movie, like, had some real attention to detail on, like, all the little stuff in the background, even, like, the Wheel of Pain medallion that he's wearing throughout, like, things that you don't notice until you're watching it, like, the 10th time or something.
Yeah, I never even noticed the medallion until you said that.
It's wild. But these dudes are, like, fully about their business in the kitchen, like, because no one seems to notice Conan and Valeria and Subutai sneaking through.
They're all about that, getting that meat.
So weird. But they follow some guys that have, like, carrying a huge pot of, like, stew or whatever it is.
No guards. They're just clinging to the walls as they walk.
Now, this is the part you've been waiting for, where they go into, like, the main hall.
Yeah. So I was a kid when I saw this movie the first time. And that's, like, one of those things where you see, like, it's like, I feel like the look that Conan and Zubatai and Valeria have when they peek over the wall is the same kind of impression I had as a little kid. It's like, what am I looking at right now?
Zubatai says some line like, this must be paradise, or this must be what heaven is like, or something like
that. He could have known about the food.
They saw the people getting butchered, I guess, but still, he's not. He got distracted. Let's put it that way.
I don't know because they never.
We haven't said even what. So it's a full on like orgy going on.
Yeah, it's basically.
We assume you've seen this movie.
It's a
wild ass orgy.
Old Roman orgy.
Basically. It's not quite like Caligula level, but it's pretty close. It's close.
It's close.
There's no money shots in there, but it's close.
I guarantee they battled the MPA to get a R rating for this movie of that.
John Milius was a wild man, so I think, you know, there was probably more going on than even what made it on the screen.
Yeah, and were they filming in Spain? Yeah. So you got all those Spanish actors and actresses.
Latin lovers.
Yeah, they're probably like tripping on stuff. I guarantee there was some stuff that went down in that scene right there.
So Conan and them, like, they seem content to just watch the orgy for a minute. Like, they're enjoying it.
Well, it's kind of like the first time they ever seen anything as I don't know, is it exotic or is it just wild? Or
I think they're just like, hey, this is kind of nice to watch.
Well, yeah, but I don't get the sense that they're like, let's join in.
But that doesn't happen everywhere in this world, I guess. No, they weren't going to join in, I don't think. But I think this is like some cult stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a cult, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But so this is the moment where they start serving that stew out of the big pot. And like, there's a whole ass hand.
Yeah, that's like the first time you like. So they're hinting towards it, right? They're hinting towards it the entire time that they're walking through the cave. But this is the first time that you're like, holy shit, that woman just picked up a hand out of her bowl and ate the hand.
What? Who wants to eat a hand? There's not meat. Cannibals? There's not good meat in it. But I'm saying, like, even as cuts of meat go, like, that's a pretty bony.
Yeah, you think you want a thigh or
something. Yeah, give me a thigh, a wing.
Give you a wing. I know it's probably been soft boiled for whatever, so it's been slow cooked. So it's probably
so like ribs.
Exactly. It might be the delicacy. Give me some of them fingers.
So they spot this woman up on the by the throne who could only be the princess, I guess. She's like beautiful and all that. Mm-hmm. She's with Thulsa Doom up there on the throne watching the orgy go down.
Yeah.
She's kind of posed like Slave Leia.
Yeah, she is. When did this movie come out? 84 and
82.
Oh, so
it was
time.
A little bit before. Even.
Literally, like almost the same year, if I'm not mistaken.
But, I mean, maybe that's just you pose when you're chained up.
It was before.
Yeah. It was 83.
Before Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
So this was in 82. So yeah.
I mean, this movie probably hadn't been released by the time Jedi was filming or anything like that. But still. It's just maybe it's just the when you're trying to do a sexy pose.
Yeah,
like that's how you do it.
I didn't even think of that, but you're right. She literally mirrors.
And she's sort of chained up like with Thulsa. Right. Although she seems to kind of want to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I never understood if she's been hypnotized into this cult or if she is a willing participant.
I feel like she's been brainwashed.
Yeah,
So now Thulsa just like fully transforms into a snake. For me, it's like, okay, this movie just went off the rails when that happens. Like, I'm like, wait a second. Now, he's also got magic. Like, it's not just he's a cult of personality.
Yeah,
he's got legit magic.
Which makes sense that they would follow him, you know? Like, I mean, not everybody can turn into a giant snake, right?
I gotta say, like, why, though?
That is a really good question, man. Because
what it doesn't even benefit him. The orgy's like popping off and he's like, all right, I'm gonna turn into a snake now.
It almost comes off as if he knows that Conan and Subutai and Valeria are he can sense danger. But if that is why he's because he turns into a snake and then he goes away, right? He escapes and then everything happens.
Yeah,
right.
It could just be when he gets horny, like he turns into a snake.
But he didn't. Was he? He didn't stay and like rapture the princess.
That's
though.
True. Yeah, he went into that little hole in the wall.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like he had a sense that they were coming.
Uh huh.
That they were about to be attacked, and he was escaping. Now, why he didn't just like get up and walk away? Like, oh, excuse me, I'll be right back. I've never understood that.
The special effects on the snake transformation was pretty good.
You have to think
that puppetry or whatever it was. Yeah.
You have to think that I can't remember his name, the guy from American Werewolf from London.
That was like a heyday for that type of special effect.
But I feel like that special effect was like him turning into that snake was very similar.
It was like American Werewolf.
American Werewolf from turning
I think they take a mold of your face and they press like a different shape through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't think. Oh, Rick Baker, that's his name.
Yes.
I don't think that it's obviously probably not the same special effects guy, but just those, if you take just those two scenes by themselves, they look really, really similar.
Mm-hmm. So now, what, Valeria, she sort of starts a fire. She takes one of the candles and sets the drapes on fire. And then the three of them, Conan, Subutai, and her, just start, like, straight killing people.
Yeah.
They start attacking all the guards and everything like that.
Well, they kill the cook or whatever. Yeah.
There's a lot of gore
in
this. Like, when they're hitting people, like, blood splatters.
Yeah, but it's that really bad, like, 80s, like, blood pack.
Like,
it's so obvious, right? It's so obvious that like one guy gets cut across the belly.
Yeah.
And it's so obvious that
you can see it.
The blood pack is right there.
But Conan is just like hacking his way through the orgy. Yeah. Like
I don't kill any women.
No, he doesn't, for sure. Yeah. I don't think any of them do.
I don't think any of them do.
But this so Thulsa Doom, like, as a snake, he slithers through a hole in the wall and he's gone. Valeria goes and she grabs the princess and like ties her hands up or whatever and drags her out of there. Now, this is when Rexxor and Thorgrim, like the main two goons, show up. I don't know why they were passing on the orgy, but whatever.
Well, I mean, I guess if you've been to like 10 or 20 of them.
You've seen been to one orgy, you've been to all of them. I sit this one
out, right? Like, also, they seem like super religious, so maybe that was something that just the...
I can see that.
Like the, I don't want to say underlings, but maybe it was like, just like his guards. That was something for just the guards, you know?
So... Conan takes that hand soup cauldron or whatever and tips it over and it like rolls the big pot down the stairs and takes some dudes out, right?
Now, is this the beginning of Arnold picking up heavy things and flipping them over in movies? Is this where it starts? Because he did
it's
it.
It's got to be.
He did it.
I mean,
Predator.
I didn't see his earlier movies like Hercules in New York, but I mean, I guess if you have a strong man, you got to have him. You got to show how strong he is.
Because I don't know what else. I know he does it in Predator for sure.
He does in Twins. He picks up a car.
Yeah. So he's. Is this like the first time he picks up that big heavy thing and flips it over?
He has to in Commando. Like,
probably, yeah.
But I mean, if you got Arnold, you got to do that. He's a strong guy. You got to show that he's strong.
I'm just wondering if this is.
But it's probably the first time on film, right? At least like in a film where he's like the action star. That's great.
I don't think he does it in Terminator. I think he picks up something heavy.
You look like Arnold looks. You don't necessarily have to show it, but to know that he's strong. But yeah, you're right.
I feel like it's like.
You never seen like superhuman strength. I guess he throws that one dude around in Terminator when he's fighting that one. Rick Rossovich, Ginger's
at
boyfriend
at the very beginning of the movie.
And
he was a big dude, so that was saying, this big dude, he's getting his butt kicked.
But so Rexxor and Thorgrim, they seem a little bit like scared to see Conan alive.
Is it scared or
they
like
just look like they're bothered. Surprised, I guess.
I got bothered, like they were like, oh,
this guy again. That's true.
Like, he just won't die, you know.
So he fights them both for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You got Thorgrim is like swinging this big sort of mallet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like he hits a big giant marble column and a piece falls off the top and knocks Rexxor out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the whole column falls over and
this is like unbelievable strength. He literally knocks down a marble column just by hitting him with a hammer. I don't imagine I could do that.
So
with 20 strikes.
In all the commotion, like Conan and the rest of them, they escape. But like there's a great moment where Thorgrim has this look on his face where he's just kinda like, oopsie, like about having knocked the column down.
There's a slight comedy in Thorgrim's like reactions to stuff.
He's just got a funny face.
Yeah, he does it a couple of like a doe like kind of look.
But so I think they tell Conan, like, hey, Thulsa got away. So then they just escape while they can, right? So as they're escaping out the tunnels, like they're being chased and Valeria's killing off people. And there's this moment, like kind of Indiana Jones, like where these two confront her and she sort of strikes a warrior pose. You remember it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then she just sort of like gets all casual and like just taps the sword in her hand. Like, all right, come on. Are we doing this or not?
Yeah.
And she fights him and kills them both easily. But shouldn't they have run away?
Yeah. So, well, no, they're...
Wouldn't that have been funner, though, if they just, looked at each other and ran?
Yeah. But these are all, like, basically bots, right? They're all drones.
Yeah.
They're all...
It's like video game guys.
Yeah.
Like,
so they're all... They're just in attack mode. But, so this movie came out in the early 80s, right? And not to get too political, but it's... That was a very strong female character. Now, she wasn't the lead, She wasn't the lead by any sense of the imagination. Right. But at the same time, she was a very strong female character.
Right.
So it's
there was like no one who was in control over her.
Yeah. So I always find it funny when, again, I don't want to get too political, but I always find it funny when people never, is it just that they can't find consistent strong female characters? Because they obviously exist. Like there was her, there was Ripley. There have been
others. Yeah, they're out there, but not.
Is it just that they don't happen like every other movie or?
Yeah. I feel like Furiosa and that Mad Max.
Yeah.
Off the hook. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
I just always feel like that's like a big like argument.
There's not you know, I mean, I guess characters. Action movies are by and large being made for male audiences.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. If you percentage wise, there's probably not a lot, but they do exist.
The whole system's kind of like that, though, right? Like, it's just good roles for men and women are playing the mom or the girlfriend. Or
yeah. I guess that's like black actors, too. Just to say that there was, just because Apollo Creed was in Rocky. Doesn't mean there weren't
a lot of good roles.
A lot of good roles for the black actor. So I guess I, in hindsight, I guess I can kind of see it. But I just thinking about it, like, wouldn't they have given that one scene to Super? They didn't give it to Super Tie, right?
They gave it to her.
She
had a lot of great moments in this. I mean, I feel like obviously, hopefully, things are trending in the right direction in that way in Hollywood in general. It seems like there are more and more roles than there used to be, but it's still obviously like not 50-50 how it could be.
Yeah, so yeah, like honestly, in my opinion, she's the strongest character in the film, right? Mm-hmm. Conan is strong like physically. He can do more physical stuff than she can. But as far as like just mentality, she's the strongest, like, because she's been around the block, right?
Yeah.
Like, she basically teaches Conan and Subutai how to become thieves. Like, they kind of have an idea, but they're like rough around the edges.
No, she's a badass for sure. She's like my type of woman, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I like that. You might kick your ass.
That could be okay.
If you're into that sort of stuff. But I've always just admired how strong a female lead she is.
Yeah, she was great. What about Sarah Connor? Was another good one.
That's I guess my point is that they do exist.
Yeah, just not enough. But so then we got Tulsa, who's back a human now, and he's pissed.
And Tulsa goes into this big speech.
He turns back into a human off screen,
Yeah,
and he's telling them like now they're gonna now they'll see why they're afraid of the dark or why they're scared of the night. It's a good speech.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones is just good.
Yeah, he's really good. Like, he's really good in this movie. Like, he doesn't, not a lot of action, I guess, but a lot of great speeches.
Now, I think, he's pissed off and he wants his revenge and all that, but why did he snake out and dip out then? He could have stayed and fought right then. They had him outnumbered.
It makes no sense to me because I've always got the feeling that he turned to the snake because he sensed they were coming and then he basically ran away, right? Mm-hmm. So then, once the danger's over, then he comes back in human form. He's like, we're going to get those guys, you know? Like, why did he even run away, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
he's a person that can turn into a giant snake. He's got powers, right?
He definitely has magic on his side.
He's got magic. Like, why doesn't he use his magic? Maybe it's just limited magic. Like, that's the only thing he can hypnotize people and turn to a snake. And that's it.
All I could think to myself is, why do Tulsa, Rexxar, and Thorgrim all have the same haircut? They got them short bangs and long straight hair.
I guess the closer you get to Tulsa, the more you want to be like him. So maybe. I've always liked that explanation that Milios had for Tulsa, is that he wanted him to be like, from a kind of a, like, he wanted him to have both like Caucasian and African features.
Yeah, like an ancient race.
Yeah, so he's black skin but blue eyes and straight bald hair.
He does look like otherworldly.
Yeah, James Earl Jones is, I guess not light skin, but he's not like really dark.
He's not very dark. Yeah.
So he can get away with that.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking to myself though, they're talking about like, oh, we're gonna go get him. I'm thinking like maybe just so they took the princess. Like, if I'm them, I'm thinking like maybe we could just take this L and move on.
Get another princess.
You know?
They're probably
available. They could kidnap another slave or whatever.
Absolutely.
I'm just thinking like, why do you want to go mess with Conan and them? They obviously showed they know how to get down.
Or why is the princess? I don't even think that they want the princess so much as they're just mad that these people keep trying to steal stuff from them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's
that
more
could
like,
be. Yeah, he was mad that he like killed his snake.
Yeah,
in the
he was
tower.
Equally as mad about him killing a snake as he was stealing the princess.
And you know what? If you're Tulsa Doom and your power depends a lot on people being afraid of you, then you can't have people like stealing from you and getting away with it.
Yeah, like the mafia, right? Yeah.
So now they're riding off on horses, Conan, Subutai, Valeria, and they got the princess bound up. And this is when Tholsa takes like this snake and straightens it out and shoots it like an arrow.
Some more of that undefined magic.
Yo, that moment was pretty sweet though. I remember that well, like as a little child, like thinking that was the coolest thing in the world. Yeah. Like imagine a snake like flying and hitting you.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. I assume he's got great aim. So I don't know why he chose to shoot Valeria with it rather than Conan.
So I don't know if he was, I think he was just aiming at them. Yeah. Like, and I think he just hit Valeria.
Okay.
And it goes kind of back to Valeria saying that she's willing to pay any price.
Mm-hmm.
So that Conan, so it's kind of like George Lucas would say, it's poetry, it rhymes, you know? So she was like, look, I'll give up anything if you'll bring Conan back. And then we fast forward to, Tholsa Doom shoots a snake at the group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly think he was like, whoever I hit,
yeah,
they'll feel the wrath of me as long as I hit one of them. And he just so happens to hit her. It was kind of like, mm-hmm, the gods deemed it so. Like, that was her payment for bringing Conan back.
So she survives long enough that they get back to the ruins, but then she sort of dies there in Conan's arms.
Yeah.
Talking about how much she loves him and all that. It's a tender moment, I guess, for this movie.
Now, if I were to write like a parody, this would have been the scene where like she's like dying and coughing up blood and kiss me. You know?
She says, I want to like breathe my last breath into your mouth.
Yeah. So it is.
It's kind of
for her and Conan. It's a very tender moment.
Yeah. And Conan takes, I don't know why they didn't try to bring her back. Like they brought Conan back, but maybe it was a different type of death.
Maybe she was dead instead of mostly dead.
But
like
so
she was fully dead.
Conan takes her and he puts her on this, like, builds a pyre and burns her body.
Yeah, so there's actually a really, really cool scene, like, right after they build that fire.
Mm-hmm.
Subutai says something to the wizard.
Right, Subutai's crying.
Yeah, Subutai's crying. He's like, and the wizard comes up to him and is like, well, why are you crying? Like, she meant nothing to you. And Subutai is basically like, well, he's Conan the Barbarian. Like, he hasn't having. I don't remember exactly what he said, but he's like, he's Conan the Barbarian, like a Samaritan.
Yeah, he's a Sumerian.
Sumerian. And he's like, he doesn't have it in him to cry, so I cry for him.
Yeah.
And then
it's
Conan.
Deep.
Yeah, it's really deep. Yeah. And then Conan walks down and he's just very stoic and he's like, okay, let's get to business, basically.
Right. Oh, and Conan takes that big jewel that he had gotten from the snake tower that had been given to her and takes that. That's when he rips off the Wheel of Pain medallion and puts this on. To me, it's like a moment, right? It's like, oh, he's like, maybe before he was, you know, fighting for his clan or whatever, and now he's like fighting for Valeria. Yeah, I kind of dig it. It's like one of these details that, you know, whatever.
So
Milius is thinking about these things.
Again, I didn't recognize the wheel, so yeah. I probably you know, in my mind saw it and didn't think it was the wheel. I probably thought it was the snakes.
Well, it looks like a ship's wheel, like in an old timey like pirate boat or whatever, but it, you know, if you think about it, it also is like the Wheel of Pain.
Yeah,
wheel.
No, I'll definitely have to go back
cool,
and look
man.
At that.
Yeah, I thought the necklace was a little gaudy for a guy to be wearing.
And it's kind of almost like Pink Panther. Like,
it is, right?
Like, it's a little pink.
Yeah, you know, it's cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so we know now, like, Conan's pissed, right? Mm-hmm. He wants this revenge even more so now. All right, and that will bring us to the end of this section of the movie. We only got a little bit left to go, you guys, so we'll hope you come along with us for the last ride.
We're almost there.
All right, we'll be back.
All right, bye.